Hey, want to learn more about the last great fishing frontier? Then look no further than FishingCanada.com.
Oh, buddy, that's a tank. That's a tank.
The biggest and most comprehensive website dedicated exclusively to, you guessed it, fishing in Canada. Videos, blogs, how-tos, and GPS waypoints to some of Canada's best fishing hotspots and much, much more. We'll even show you how to prepare a world-famous Canadian shore lunch. If you love fishing, then you'll love FishingCanada.com. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, and we have Derek Brandeo on the controls at headquarters, keeping us safe and safe. He's keeping us safe. Derek.
Keeping us safe on air.
I love it. These are interesting days. This is an interesting program. This feels weird. It feels very strange. For those of you just joining us, we are producing this ourselves. That is Stephen, myself, and Sarah. And we are down to one man, one person. I'll call him a man. I can do that. I can do anything. Yeah. Derek Brandeo is running the ship for us out of the fan. And so it just feels weird. It's strange.
And we're trying a new format.
New format, new everything. And one of the things that we're doing, which is very cool, actually, I think we want to keep this one going, even after we get through this pandemic, we have a chat mechanism in place that you can initiate on fishingcanada.com. That's fishingcanada.com. And you'll see that we have a chat button at the very top of the page. There's a red ribbon with all kinds of places that you can go. Well, one of them is a chat feature. If you push that, it takes you to a chat page that hooks you up with us.
Yes.
ODJ Radio. And you can ask us questions. You can talk to us live. We can't take your phone calls right now, but we can certainly talk to you via this chat mechanism. And the only thing I'll ask you, make it a little more personal, put your name in there instead of just being guest number 7354. Put your name in there and we'll talk to you live on air. For example, Joe D, who is, has been with us all morning. He came, one of the first guys coming on the chat board this morning. He talks to us about an interesting, and this is, for me personally, it's interesting because of my ethnic background. I remember, when I was a kid, my dad and all my uncles and relatives and stuff, we would go smelt fishing. It was a huge thing. I mean, talk about a social event. It was massive. And once a year, I remember there'd be like, I don't know. Like, of course, when you're a little kid, everything seems bigger. But it's, to me, it seemed like just our group was like 20 or 30 people. And there was similar groups scattered all across the shorelines in this part of Ontario. Most of the Great Lakes, I'm sure, had the same smelt run. But it was unbelievable. And for two or three nights, it was our excuse, and I'm talking our being the kids, excuse to stay up all night because these big smelt parties would take place on the shores of Lake Ontario, and it'd be all night long. And it was fantastic. And one of our listeners, Joe D, talks to us about his memories of doing similar things, but sucker fishing, where they would get together, several of his friends and himself get together, and they would go sucker fishing, netting for suckers, which is very cool. But those are all great social activities that would not have taken place were it not for fishing. And there is a weird and strange connection. That's why we're going to have to tread very, very lightly in the days to come on opening or not opening of trout season. But there's a very weird connection between fishing and mental well-being for a lot of us. And we don't want to lose sight of that. So anyways, I won't get into that right now. But we need to be very careful because Mr. Ford, who I'm sure is looking at this issue right now, has to keep that in mind. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. Who have we got on the line? I don't have anything in front of me. Oh, Brian's on the line. We're going to do some scuba talking.
Yes.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Angelo. Hi, Steve.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Brian Pollock, Dive Source, is on the line now. And Brian and I spoke a couple of days ago about, you know, what can we do? What are some of the things that we could throw out there for folks maybe to entertain themselves during these days of isolation. And Brian said, well, you know, there is this this whole scuba thing is really, really popular, and a lot of people are thinking that maybe this is the perfect excuse. Because one of the problems with your product, Brian, and I've pointed this out to you before, is that everybody would love – who in their right mind right now can honestly say – no, I would never want to go diving and see all those beautiful, experiences, those moments below the surface with fish and wildlife and colors and all those wonderful creations that I would never get a chance to experience if I wasn't into scuba diving. I wouldn't want to do that stuff. That'd be terrible. Who would say it? Nobody. Everybody would love to scuba dive. One of the problems is I don't have the time to learn. Well, guess what? Guess what? You got nothing but time now, don't you?
Yep. Actually, we've had quite a few calls lately for people asking about the course and the fact that they see that they can do it online. And, a good portion of the course is online now. We don't do a lot of classroom time, and there's no textbook now. There's just you log into this e-learning site and you watch videos and do the theory, and you get half the course done that way. And it's very convenient. And, of course, people have some couch time available right now. So that's something you can do.
All right. So walk us through it. How does that how would you do that?
Yeah. I set up somebody the other day. They called the shop, and I talked to them. And I said, yeah, absolutely. What we'll do is I'll get your email address and some particulars, and then I'll send you this code. And they log in, and it's pretty much an interactive online training program. They just take some time. I think it runs 10 to 12 hours of time, and you do the theory piece by piece. And then after we get that done and the world gets somewhat back to normal, we'll take them in the pool and teach them the practical stuff on, here's how the gear works, here's how you breathe off a regulator and what to do and that type of thing. And then you're ready to go diving, and we'll get you out diving and finish your licensing. So pretty straightforward.
Now, I'm trying to think back to when I went through that process myself. Seems like 100 years ago now. all of the out of pool instructional part can take place first. There was no pool and then back to school and then pool and back to school. So it was definitely in two waves, right?
Yeah. Well, we do, like, the course runs. Essentially, you may have got a textbook at the time when you took it, and you read your textbook and then showed up and did classroom time.
Right.
Now we do the online training. They show up and we do pool time. And then from once you're finished all your pool, we actually go out in open water and go diving. So that's how it works.
Oh, that's cool. And then can we discuss, what the cost of something like that would be?
Yeah, actually right now, because we wanted to kind of help people out in that. The normal portion of the e-learning is $199 out of the course cost, and we've dropped it to $149 just to kind of give people a break, because we know it's a tough time right now. And then later on, they just contact us just to finish the rest. For a few hundred dollars more, they finish everything else up when we're about out and about again.
Wow, that's very cool. And all they do is go to your website, or how would they get involved in this?
Yeah, I mean, they can go on the website. There's contact information at divesource.com. They can also just give me a call at the store. Even though I'm not there, the phones get forwarded to me. I'm the only flying solo these days. But, it's pretty simple. They can email us at info@divesource.com, and I just interact with them and get them all set up. And we're also doing a lot of courses for our regular customers who are already certified right now.
We have
e-learning courses for certified divers as well. So they can do continuing education. So they could do nitrox, which is more oxygen in your scuba tank. They could do all that online. And I had some people yesterday sign up for the rescue diver program. They're doing all their dive theory for the rescue diver program online. And then we have our scheduled rescue diver course out in open water later this year. So things you can do. Things you can
wow.
do. Not a problem.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's very cool. All right, now let's talk to Brian, the diver, world traveler, and a guy who likes to just come and go and do, what he wants to do when he wants to do it. How's your state of mind during all of this?
Honestly, it's been better.
Yes.
One of my joys of work is the people I work with. and right. I'm not seeing them right now. And that bothers me. And personally, my wife's a nurse. She's frontline Oshawa Hospital. And, you know, I worry about her every day.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Anyway, that's the hard part of my state of mind. Sorry, I shouldn't have gone there.
No, that's what I wanted to hear. Because, you know, all of us are experiencing similar thoughts and emotions like that. But one of the things about the self-isolation, you don't get a chance to tell anybody. And I thought it'd be kind of cool. And that's what we wanted to do. We were hoping to open the phone lines starting this week. And that didn't happen and it's not going to happen. For that very reason, it'd be great to be able to use this as some sort of event and just talk to folks and tell us what they're experiencing, what they're doing, and what they're looking forward to. And I know most of the people listening to this program are looking forward to being able to go outside and just do whatever they want for a change. It's funny how we take that for granted, eh? And it takes a pandemic in this case for us to really be thankful for what we have every single day at our disposal, right?
For myself, the other thing I've done to keep myself busy is I've been reaching out to my own customers on our Facebook page, and we've been doing Facebook Live events. So we did one on regulator fundamentals on, you know, here's how a regulator works, all the bits and pieces, and explains it all to them. And that took right off. And then we did another one on BCDs, the buoyancy compensator vests, and explained all the different types and things. And I got an amazing amount of comments and interaction on that. So it was kind of fun that way, and it's been really good. So, and people actually, after we were done it, they didn't have to see it live. It's still sitting there recorded. So they've been playing it back, and that regulator one took right off. So it was kind of fun.
Nice. I believe we're looking at doing something like that in over the course of the next few days or next few weeks. Similar idea. I think more and more of that's going to pop up all over the place. So, good on you, man.
People engaged and thinking about stuff that's more positive and you know, of their interests and things like that. And, you know, this morning I sat on the couch and watched you and Pete, or not, pardon me, you weren't there. But I watched.
No. God forbid.
I watched the episode down Bay Quinte, and I was like, I've been down there diving quite a bit. I got a boat. I got to go down there and do some walleye fishing.
Do you know what? More than go down there and do some walleye fishing, when those schools of those giant fish are at their peak, coming through Adolphus Reach, they are wall to wall. And when you look at your sonar, it is just wall to wall. I'm not kidding you. The schools can be a half a mile in diameter. Wouldn't it be great to be a diver? I've often thought about this. Wouldn't it be something to go down and document those things? Because you saw the size of them on our show today. But that's the norm. You know, 10 pounds is the average. And there are schools that, honest to goodness, they are a half a mile in circumference deep and wide.
Well, I will put that on my list for this later this year, because that sounds like a great idea.
It's cold.
Oh, it is okay. Cold. I'm suited up for that. And the good news is in the fall, the visibility gets better. So that would be a really great filming opportunity, too.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Just something to keep in mind. But as an angler, of course, you know, I mean, that there's no better walleye fishing than not just Bay of Quinte itself, but in particular areas. I just mentioned one, you know, Adolphus Reach. Sherman's Point is another one. I mean, they're just unbelievable. Yeah. But they're short windows.
I have always wondered, Angelo, if it would be legal for me to don my scuba gear, carry a fishing rod in my hand, and swim down.
Well, let's think about that. Well, that's a great scenario. So let's think about that. So it is legal for you to fish. You'll have a valid fishing license. You can fish from your boat. You can fish from shore. Can you fish?
You can fish while standing in the water.
Yes, you can.
So I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm going to sanction that right now. I'm going to say,
"Oh, be careful!"
No, think about it.
That's a cool YouTube video, though. To be honest with you, really cool video.
And actually, fighting the fish in scuba gear underwater, and maybe the fish pulling you, maybe a 10-pound walleye pulling you. Oh my God!
I'll tell you a story. I was diving at one of our dive sites up in near Marmara one time with a buddy of mine, and he found a little jig head in like 6 feet of line, and it was wrapped around a stick. So he grabbed it and picked it up, and he started jigging as he was swimming along, and he caught a bass. And it literally went, it's crazy. It's 3D at that point. It's all over the place. And it came around right around his head, and the bass was actually slapping him against the side of the head.
Wow. That would be cool.
Something else. And Craig's sitting there, and he's, like, freaking out because the reg's now pushed halfway out of his mouth, and he's, like, his eyes are getting really wide, and I just, like, signaled to him, look up. And there was only a foot of water over his head, so he stood up, and this bass is hanging off his face.
That would be hilarious. Well, you know, now we're going to hold you to this, right? Now next year we're going to expect to see something like that, right?
Well, I want a ruling from the government before I go down and lose my boat.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not good enough coming from me. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Well, you know, I know you are the fishologist. You know, bite my hand, it feeds me.
Brian, I want to thank you for joining us this morning and putting a smile on our face, and that's what we all need, right?
You take care, Dan. It's always good to talk to you. Bye, Steve. You take care, too.
All right, my friend.
See you soon.
Brian Pollock, Dive Source in Oshawa. As he mentioned, go to their website, divesource.com. Check it out. And if you've ever wanted to get certified, there is not a better time to start that process right now while you're hunkered down at home. When we come back, we're going to go to the chat board, and we're going to talk to some of you folks and take some of your questions and answer as many as we can. But first, we've got to take a quick break. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away.